All right, welcome to this emergency update. Mike Adams here. It is February 21st, I think. And I wasn't even going to talk about this because this is going to be a pretty dark little short podcast. I mean, it's short, but it's dark. Except that, I mean, I got information from a source about something I'm going to share here. And I thought, well, that's only one source, not going to talk about it. Unless I hear from some other source. So then I was checking out the Alex Jones show from the weekend. I think it was a Saturday edition. And Alex said on air what I had been told. And this is a paraphrase, but Alex said that basically he's got super high level sources that told him that there's going to be an engineered power grid outage in America. And they're going to take down the power grid for a couple of months. I think that's what Alex said. And then he went on to describe, you know, how difficult it is to live without electricity. Yeah, that's an understatement. But what I'm going to add to that, what my source said, is that this explains why Biden is so desperate to start a war with Russia, because the grid down scenario has to be blamed on a cyber attack from Russia. So in other words, we're not going to have a power outage unless Western forces, i.e. NATO and Biden, are themselves successful in creating military conflict with Russia. And they're pushing as hard as they can. And they've got, you know, the CIA mouthpiece, the Washington Post, and the New York Times, and all the media pushing for war. But then the French government met with Russia, and they have hammered out what looks like a ceasefire, even though there's not even an active war anyway. It's kind of a ceasefire agreement. So it's possible that this war may be completely averted, despite the fact that Biden is pushing so hard, while Biden's handlers, i.e. Obama, are pushing so hard to start the war. So it's not clear which way this is going to go. However, if the war begins, with Russia, then we should expect that we're going to be hit with what will be called a cyber attack on the power grid infrastructure, but will actually be essentially a deep state run kill switch of America's power grid, you know, run by the handlers of Biden. And from there, the reason they need to do that is kind of like, you can kind of figure that out by watching Trudeau in Canada right now. Why does he need emergency powers? Why did he suspend parliament? Because this is the path to dictatorship, total control. They arrest all the political dissidents. They arrest the journalists. I mean, they beat the journalists. They trample people with horses. And by the way, there are numerous credible sources now reporting that some of the police, so-called police in Ottawa, are actually UN troops. And there have been UN planes that have been bringing UN troops into Canada. And I've also seen videos of so-called police with their names and their badge numbers covered up so that they can carry out crimes against people and not be identified. Well, that's also something that you would do if you were United Nations troops pretending to be Canadian troops. And according to some reports, some of these police officers don't speak English and don't speak French. They're not Canadian. They are essentially sort of robots in this. I don't mean cyborgs. I mean just order followers who are carrying out the will of the United Nations. And then you have Klaus Schwab out there bragging about how he and his WEF organization have, quote, penetrated multiple nations, and that Justin Trudeau essentially answers to Klaus Schwab. And so does Macron and Merkel from Germany. And of course, probably half the U.S. Congress and Senate, the Democrats, and many other examples of that. So Klaus Schwab is bragging that he's the puppet master who runs the world. So what Biden needs is a big emergency, which could be the grid down cyber attack situation, in order to follow in the footsteps of Justin Trudeau, who followed in the footsteps of his father, Fidel Castro. And so what that looks like in America is, boom, power grid goes down, national emergency declared, troops are put on the streets, major riots erupt in every city across America, lawlessness, chaos, Of course, starvation, you know, food scarcity immediately. Water stops working in the cities. I mean, just imagine the scenarios. So the cities erupt. Martial law is declared. Troops are deployed across America. And from there, Biden can suspend the Senate, you know, suspend Congress, and operate from dictatorial military powers as the commander-in-chief of the military. And then they can go door-to-door and attempt to confiscate weapons. They can do the roundups of conservatives, Christians, church leaders, Trump supporters, gun owners, throw people into the death camps, begin the executions. And this can go on for years. Because where is there any mechanism for the people to stop it, or even for Congress to stop it, or for even for federal judges or anyone? The military leadership has been completely corrupted. Not everybody inside the military, but the leadership has been corrupted. And Biden is a puppet of the globalists. And they are going to do everything in their power to create a massive emergency. And in that process, guess who's going to get hurt? Well, obviously, there's going to be mass death of tens of millions, if not more, of Americans. And isn't it also convenient that this just covers up their vaccine crimes? Because the deaths are starting to become very apparent. The life insurance companies are reporting huge increases in payouts. You know, they're not going to be able to cover up the vaccine deaths for much longer, so they need a bigger emergency to explain the deaths of tens of millions of people. You know, oh, it was the great blackout. Oh, it was the war with Russia. It was the nuclear weapons. And all of a sudden, nobody's looking at vaccines anymore because there are bigger emergencies right in your face. You see how that works. So that's what Biden's pushing for. Now, I made you a promise a month ago or so. I wasn't going to dwell on negative news. And that's as negative as this podcast is here. That's not the purpose here. And I almost hate to report on this. That's why I didn't until I heard Alex confirm what I'd been told independently. It's just that the need for preparedness now is underscored with a triple underline. It's kind of like we must prepare for a year without electricity, which means a year without food. Perhaps a year without municipal water, a year without cell phones working. I mean, think about it. Maybe it's only going to be a few months, but maybe it's a year or even longer. How long can you survive based on your supplies and based on your current geographic position? Do you have a bug out plan that's legit? Do you have a safe place to go? Because the cities are going to be collapsing Mad Max death zones. Of that, I am sure. The cops aren't going to stick around. Cops are getting prosecuted in cities like Austin. They just prosecuted, I don't know, a dozen cops for trying to hold the line against the Black Lives Matter protesters back in 2020. These cops got prosecuted for doing their job. I mean, do you think cops are going to stick around in cities like Los Angeles or St. Louis or Detroit or even Seattle or Portland or New York? I mean, every cop, almost without exception, they're going to go home. They're going to go home and protect their families. They're going to get out of Dodge. They're going to take, you know, whatever drug money they've stuffed under the mattress over the years, you know, from raiding drug houses, meth houses, and so on. They've all got cash stashed away. I mean, most of them. And they're going to take that money and they're going to hop in the SUV and they're going to get out of Dodge, man. Because cops know. Cops are streetwise. And they're going to be bringing their weapons with them for self-defense. And they're going to protect their families. And they're going to have, you know, backup plans. And there's no cop, at least not that I know, that's going to stick around in the city and just be, you know, like a shooting target for the criminal elements that are going to be running these cities. So, folks, no one's coming to save you except maybe Jesus, you know. And I mean, that's ultimately, that is true. But in the meantime, before Jesus shows up, no one's coming to save you. You need to plan accordingly. That's why I'm emphasizing this right now. We all need to plan accordingly. I mean, this is one of the first moments that even I've come to realize I may not have enough preparedness supplies. And I'm, You know, I'm a super prepper, and I may not have enough for what's coming. And given, you know, the fact that we need to support people around us and help our communities and so on, I'm starting to think I'm going to have to do more. So think about solutions. I mean, I don't want us to live in fear about this, but I do want us to have a realistic view of what may be coming. This is absolutely the time to be prepared. This is absolutely the time to review your geographic location. How close are you to a city? Because they're going down in flames, I can tell you. In one way or another, I think the Biden handlers are going to figure out a way to cause the chaos they want. One way or another. May not be war with Russia. It may be a cyber attack. It may be a nuclear terrorism. It may be something else that we can't see yet or that we don't have any intel about, but they're going to figure out some way to do it. And probably before the midterms. So that's my take. I want to wish you safety and blessings and prayers for your protection. And I thank you for all your prayers for my protection. Check my other podcasts, Daily Situation Update on Brighteon.com. And of course, my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again soon.